I know that the construction around Tuscaloosa, in Tuscaloosa, whether it's Interstate 59 or in Alberta City, is going to play a major role in how people experience game days in Tuscaloosa this Saturday for the home opener against Middle Tennessee and for the rest of the season. So I know you probably want to share details on that, but first I'd just like to ask, what are some changes that people traveling to, in, and from Tuscaloosa for game days this week and for the rest of the season, what are some changes people need to know about this year?
Well, there are two primary construction projects, road construction projects, that will impact traffic to and from Birmingham, or to Tuscaloosa from Birmingham, where the majority of the fans are traveling from. And the first one is an ongoing project that began at the end of last season, which is the construction and widening of 2059. And that will continue through this entire season. And it's not a lane closure issue. It's requiring a lane shift, which automatically slows people down and should, but it may back up traffic at that point where the lane shift occurs. But once you get through that construction zone and get closer to McFarland, then traffic resumes its normal speed and things are fine. I remember last year when people reached that point, some thought that they were now in traffic that was backed up from the stadium to that point. So please just know that it's just a temporary backup that has to do with that stretch of interstate that's being expanded. The second project is, of course, the Alberta Bridge in Alberta City is completely out in terms of being replaced. But ALDOT and TPD have done a magnificent job and creating a detour around the bridge that will be very well signed and with plenty of law enforcement officers at each turn to direct people where to go. And I would say the net impact on your travel through Cottondale will be approximately 10 minutes more than it would have been otherwise. So we are encouraging those fans who have traditionally traveled the Cottondale route to continue to do so. Just be aware that there will be this small detour for this season because of the bridge.
So there isn't anything major that people need to do to adjust their schedules, their plans going into this weekend and future weekends in Tuscaloosa. You just need to be aware of that perhaps projected amount of time that might be added to their travel time.
Yeah. I think in general, especially for games where the kickoff is earlier in the day, is leave a little bit earlier than you normally would. But in general, that's the only impact. Everything else is very similar to what it's been in previous years. The amount of parking available on game day in and around campus is the same that number of spaces that's always been. So in that regard, once you get to campus, everything's going to be very similar to what it has been in previous years. I would say that there is one minor adjustment on the quad for those people tailgating on the quad, is that power to the quad will be cut off an hour and a half after the game, which now will coincide when the buses stop traveling or stop transporting people post-game, which is 90 minutes after the conclusion of the game, so that those two times now coincide. Quad power cut off, then the shuttle for fans, the fan shuttle cut off, or at the same time. And the campus then will resume its normal operations for students, where they have vans to transport students around and so forth. So it's getting the campus back to normal operation for the students. Last year, the cutoff was 2 hours, so it's just a 30-minute adjustment. But we want to make sure that fans are aware. And so what we're doing is we're predetermining the time. We're not going to necessarily make it 90 minutes after the conclusion of the game. If the game goes to triple overtime, it does not necessarily change the time, because I think a lot of people in the past when we did that got confused. They're like, well, I didn't keep track of when the game was over, and most people won. So we're assuming a three-hour game time and then an hour and a half after that for both the fan shuttle to rot, to deliver fans back, and then to shut off the power on the quads.
Is there any particular reason that you're shaving off the 30 minutes, or is it just to sync up those two things?
It's to sync up those two things, and also to get the campus back to normal operation for the shuttle, that for the van shuttle that is available for students, so that we can get back to normal course of business for the student population. Because obviously there is no student transportation system in place while the game day fan shuttle is operating.
Well, as far as the game day experience, once people are in Tuscaloosa and they've made it there safely and they're ready to you know, enjoy the tailgating experience and actually go into Bryant-Denny Stadium, is there anything about stadium safety or security that has changed this year that people should know about?
Nothing has changed, but the size of the bag remains the same as it has been in previous years, and there is a predetermined size of the bag that you can go to uagameday.com and find out the dimensions of that bag. It's not new to this year, but it's just a reminder to fans.
The bag situation, I know it has, I've seen it turn people away when they have the large bags. Do you think that from year to year over the past couple of seasons that it's become less of a problem for people and that there's a better understanding of the rule?
Dramatic improvement in terms of fans understanding the rule and appreciating it and understanding the reason for the rule. So, yeah, it's become much less of an issue, but we're still doing the general reminders. And the biggest thing about game day is the university has worked very, very hard to provide a safe and enjoyable environment for a fan, given the fact that the stadium has grown tremendously in the past decade in terms of capacity, that the student population continues to grow. And so the university has spent a lot of time and effort planning for all these additional people, both fans and students, to make sure that they coexist on game day in a safe manner and enjoyable manner. And the best way to find out about all things game day is to go to uagameday.com. And then I would also highly encourage fans to, if they tweet or have Twitter, is to go to UA Game Day. That's the handle, the Twitter handle. And we're approximately, and you can check this, 30,000 followers. And we've only been doing Twitter for game day maybe 3 years. So talk about a number skyrocketing. Also, the Facebook page, UA Game Day, has grown tremendously in terms of the number of people who like that page and therefore follow it. And the thing about both the Facebook page and the Twitter, the tweets, is they're real time on game day. We have devoted personnel who is sitting there in the command center, and if there's a traffic accident, we will tweet or post immediately and suggest alternative routes. We have personnel in a helicopter with Tuscaloosa Police Department and watching for traffic patterns, congestion, and suggesting alternative routes. And that has been I cannot begin to properly characterize how beneficial the Twitter aspect has been on game day. We can literally sit in the helicopter, tweet something, and 5 minutes later see the traffic patterns start to adjust according to the tweet. Because you have real-time things that are constantly happening, in particular trains and traffic accidents. So that's been a big plus for us in terms of being able to make sure that our fans get home or get to the stadium in a safe and efficient manner, and vice versa going back home.
There are going to be plenty of fans who are going to be eager to arrive in Tuscaloosa on a game day, you know, as quickly and obviously as safely as possible. And you know, fans will be facing, you know, a bit of frustration too when it comes to traffic perhaps being backed up because of the construction or any other things that may occur in looking for alternate routes. What would you tell those fans who may be eager and want to find the safest or and definitely the fastest route, whatever route that may be, to Tuscaloosa? What would you tell those fans ahead of time?
Well, it's so dependent upon where the fan is parking. And first of all, there are still parking passes that the general public can purchase for the season available online at uagameday.com. One of our primary objectives, Ben, is when a person pulls out of their driveway, is they know exactly where they're going to park, and there's no anxiety about how they're going to get there and where they're going to park. And so I would encourage people, if you don't have a parking pass, is to buy one now in advance. And then look at uagameday.com and see the best route to get there based upon where you're parking. Not to get too detailed here, but if you're parking in the eastern quadrant of the campus, I would highly encourage you to take Highway 216, which is exit 100. And people get mad at me in a friendly sort of a way when I give that out, because that's everyone's, quote, secret route. Or the Cottondale route. And those two routes will, A, allow you to get to the eastern quadrant, and the Highway 216 route will allow you to bypass the 2059 construction. Now, if you're parking on the downtown corridor on the western side of campus, we would recommend going either the McFarland route or the 359 route. So we have multiple routes into the stadium from Birmingham with plenty of permanent game day signage available. And what we're trying to do is evenly distribute the traffic flow into Tuscaloosa. I think many years ago, the primary way people went was the primary way that they would go to the university on a Tuesday, and that's down McFarland. And that one particular route was highly congested, and these alternative routes were not. So the university, I think, has done a good job, and TPD have done a good job of spreading out the traffic, because the stadium now is, of course, 100,000-plus fans, and no telling how many fans come and tailgate and never go inside the stadium. Spreading that traffic out over these four different routes, Highway 216, Cottondale, McFarland, or 359. I think one of the most amazing things I've seen then is the number of cars that are now parking downtown west of the stadium, which is good for Tuscaloosa merchants, because that's a real active business corridor with lots of restaurants and shops, but it's also been very valuable parking. And the city provides a very inexpensive shuttle from the downtown parking decks to Bryant-Denny, which allows those people to get there quickly. So there are multiple ways to get to the stadium, in summary, multiple ways to get home, and definitely go to uagameday.com. Sign up to be a Twitter follower or a Facebook follower.
Well, Gene Altman, thank you so much, and best of luck to you and Bruno at the end of the season.
Thank you.